State officials knew kids in Flint had high levels of lead for months before they admitted it. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. We now know that children in Flint developed elevated levels of lead in their blood after the city switched to the Flint River for its drinking water. Lead can cause serious problems in kids, lower IQ and learning problems, and the damage is permanent. It turns out the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services knew from its own data in July of this year that an increasing number of kids in Flint had elevated levels of lead in their blood. But the agency did not make this information public. In fact, until October, it denied there was any problem and tried to discredit outside experts. This is laid out in documents obtained through the Freedom of Information Act by Mark Edwards. He's a professor at Virginia Tech University and an expert on water treatment, and he joins me now. Professor Edwards, what exactly did the state know back in July?
Well, this study was done because of the EPA memo that Miguel Del Toro wrote that pointed out Flint had no corrosion control, and he reported the results of hazardous waste levels of lead and Leanne Walter's home that Virginia Tech had collected. And this came out on Michigan radio about mid-July, and there came an email ordering people in the health department to look into this issue to see if there was any evidence in the data that children's lead was being elevated.
Then in September, Dr. Mona Hanna-Attisha at Hurley Children's Clinic announced the results of her research that the percentage of kids with elevated lead levels in Flint nearly doubled after the switch to the Flint River. But state health department officials tried to discredit her, even though now we know from these documents that their own data agreed with Dr. Hanna-Attisha's findings.
That's correct. And what's even more shocking is the health department stayed silent, even as MDEQ was telling reporters that the blood lead data was showing no spike whatsoever. We now have a document from July that was sent to the governor's office and the director of the health department that showed that in 2014, the children's blood lead had spiked in the summer. The other shocking thing about the FOIA in relation to September of this year was there are emails that show they reproduced the Hurley analysis very early on, and in a document that they said is not to be distributed to the public, they noted they found the same thing as Hurley, but they didn't tell anyone.
Clearly, this was alarming information that DHHS had in July. Why didn't these officials act like they were alarmed?
Well, it was probably doomed at the start, because the first thing that the director did was to call MDEQ and ask what the situation was. And she took notes from that conversation, and it was full of false statements, absolutely false statements, and even ended with the statement from MDEQ saying that Miguel Del Toro was not speaking for the agency and was acting outside of his authority. So with that as the starting point of the investigation, one can be a little bit understanding of how they didn't want to believe their data, because essentially MDEQ had already told them there's nothing to worry about.
Mark Edwards is a professor at Virginia Tech. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The State Health Department declined our interview request. In a written statement, a spokesperson said the agency initially attributed the spike in lead levels to seasonal fluctuations. She says the agency will be thoroughly reviewing the way it analyzes data. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.